Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet him. Hit him up on Facebook and let him know that it's going down here on today. Hallelujah. What a beautiful day that the Lord has made. I hope everybody woke up with a rejoicing heart. We're not just on Sunday, but every day rejoicing the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Acknowledge that he woke you up. Acknowledge that he's the one that kept you all night long. The alarm clock didn't wake you up. Fuchsia didn't wake you up. Buddha didn't wake you up. But it was the Lord thy God that touched the blood and let it run warm in your vein once again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to thank you again for tuning in. We know God is good. Hallelujah. And I know everybody's enjoying this beautiful weather. Amen. You know, you don't know what it is to wear a smile. That's the song said, if you never wore a frown. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going to go ahead now with the announcement. I want to make sure that you tune in to all these announcements, amen, all the shows that's coming up. Keep this announcement in mind, because it's ministry with you in mind. Yeah, there's a lot of other things that we could be doing, but you know what? It's nothing like doing what God has set out for you to do. You know, you can go here, you can run there, you can go to this concert, you can go over there, you know, you can go here, there, and I don't want to say casino, or look out now, glory to God, hallelujah. But then when it comes to the things of the Lord, you don't want to give him much time, you know, in passing. Sometimes you say, well, you know, I know God is good. Hallelujah. And I know he takes care of me. Amen. But you got to think also, what are you doing for him? You're saying you know that he's good because somebody had to pray for you to get to the point that you at. Don't think, amen, sometimes that you just got there. No, you had to have them old sisters, amen, on the morning bench praying for their children and asking God to keep them when you were all out there in your mess. Oh, my God, my God. And to continue to serve him. Oh, my God, my God. Yes, it had to come from somewhere. It didn't just fall upon you, you know. Hallelujah. You had to have someone to stand in the gap for you to lead and guide you. Hallelujah. And to pray that the Lord would keep you and continue to keep you and keep my children safe, Lord, while they out there doing whatever they think they're big enough to do. My God. Yes, it came from somewhere. Hallelujah. So now you're at that point where now you got to get it on your own. Glory to God. So that's where this ministry, with you in mind, glory to God, to help you to get where you need to get. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on with my announcements on today. Amen. We have on Tuesday night, oh, my God, One Word from the Lord. Every Tuesday, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, hit them up on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They're waiting on you. Inbox them. Let them know what the need may be. And they will get back in touch with you. These doors are open for you to come in and get your needs met. So sometimes you say, well, I don't have anybody I can talk to. I don't have anybody to pray with me. I'm opening the door now. So you can go ahead and hit them up and let them know what your need is, and they'll get back with you. And if you move on down, on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Every Wednesday. So I want you to tune in and hear the powerful message that the Lord has laid on her heart to preach each and every Wednesday. Amen. The powerful prayer, delivering prayers that she prayed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't miss it. It comes on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. So don't miss it. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're here on those days, glory to God. So I want you to be encouraged, whatever you may need. You can hit us up on Facebook, any of us. If you can't get to Apostle and Pastor, you can hit us up and we will get you there. Hallelujah. You know, we're under one umbrella, glory to God. So there's no shame over here. My God, that's what we make happen, amen, for everyone else, and God will make it happen for us. And that's what we want. We want the souls to be saved. People brought out of darkness and walking in his marvelous light. But it's time to walk in God's light. You know, I see the world is getting a little lackadaisy, amen, we all, amen, with the uplifting of the COVID and different things. But just still stay safe, hallelujah. Don't take this thing not serious, because it's still serious. So just be careful, amen, when you're around people, you know, amen. Just keep your distance and stay safe, glory to God. You don't have to fear it, but just stay safe, glory to God, because God is good, hallelujah. And I want to let you know also, Minister Elaine is an author. And if you want to get her book, which you need to get it, hallelujah, she had volume one, and then she went to volume two. She has two. So you know what? You can get both of her books now on Amazon, and you also get a free Kindle with that. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit her up. She's on Facebook. It's Minister Elaine Jackson and Elaine Jackson, amen, on Facebook, and she will tell you how to get her books. She'll give you the steps on how to go and get her books and read. Hallelujah. I know sometimes people say, well, I don't like to read. Amen. Well, I was world number one, didn't like to read. Hallelujah. But now nothing excites me more to read the word of God and meditate on other books too. Also, you know, and just look and surf and see what this said and see why they said this and this. And it's just, you know, all come together. And you'd be like, wow, Lord. Ah, my God, I missed out on all this. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's what you need. Because he said, out of all thy getting, get an understanding. So when you search for this, you search for that, and it all comes around together, and you look at it as a whole, and you think, well, Lord, I did not know that's what you were talking about. But now I understand it better. And that right there will take you, amen, where a Star Trek ship can't land. Ah, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to make sure you get her book and read it and meditate on it. Read the Bible and meditate on it. Glory to God. And I also encourage you to become a partner. And in becoming partner, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. Now, y'all know now, I'm telling you, you know how the gas prices, amen, I don't have to tell you. But guess what? He's in charge and he is on our side, so there's nothing to worry about. But if you're doing what you're supposed to do, then he going to do what he's supposed to do. Now, if you're going, amen, every time I turn around, you shopping and say, Lord, you know I'm short, not short, but short, Lord, on my gas. I don't have enough gas, Lord. Okay, hallelujah, glory to God. He said he'll supply all your needs, but understand with that, you got to have some wisdom, okay? He's going to supply what you need, but you ain't going to go out there and go shopping all the time and then say, Lord, well, you know, I'm short on my gas. Well, guess what? You should stay at home and not in the store. Hallelujah. Oh, that ain't my message on today, but that's just a little side note. I know, I hear you. It's okay, yes, you work hard, you spend some, yes, you save some, amen, and make sure, first of all, you give God his, hallelujah. Let's go ahead on, amen. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the one, I will bring you in for prayer. Listen, hallelujah, glory to God. I don't want you to tell your name, Just give me your prayer request and let me know if you need me to call you for further prayer. Then I will. Just say, call me. You can call me on this number for further prayer. That's all you got to say. Hallelujah. Don't care about who know who you are. Hallelujah. But if that was me, I don't care what they know or not. I'm trying to get somewhere. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to get some healing. I'm trying to get some deliverance. I'm trying to get, oh, my God, all this stuff off me. I'm trying to shake it loose, and I can't seem to shake it. Good God Almighty. Then, amen. Call them up. Hallelujah. Go ahead and press the one. Hallelujah. And come in for prayer. Glory to God. I just want to know what part of the world we're reaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see. Check, make sure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. Hallelujah. You better say it. Say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you're redeemed, bought with a price, you better say it. Hallelujah. Screaming in your house. And Lord, oh, you're good. You're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Do we have some people out there that don't mind praising the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can give you some testimonies as I'm going down the highway sometimes, and, you know, this person will call me and they say, well, you know what? Listen, this is what happened to me, and this is what happened. I said, hold up. Hold up now. Hold up. I said, hold up. I am driving. I said, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I be wanting to scream, not just for one person. And hallelujah. Not just for my foe and no more. Hallelujah. But for anybody, when it's, you know what, this is what God did for me. Hallelujah. And you can hear on the radio sometimes when they call in and give testimonies, and I'd be like, look at God. Oh, yeah, he did it. Hallelujah. Can you be that person to be happy for everybody? If not, go back. Hallelujah. Sit at Jesus' feet. Amen. And ask him what in the world I got in me, because it sure ain't you. Because he gave his son for the whole world. He didn't give it just for your foe and no more. He didn't give it just for you to have and nobody else get. That ain't my message either, but amen. Hallelujah. But that's what you need to do. Just go back and say, Lord, check me and check me good. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I think people are afraid to say, Lord, if there's anything in me, Lord, then take it out, because you're afraid to see what's really there. Hallelujah. Because he's going to pull the curtain back. Hallelujah. He's going to go through, like, you know, when you hang the curtains up, you have blinds behind that, you know, on the windows. And then you got shears there. Hallelujah. Hanging down there. You got the curtains. Hallelujah. He's going to pull all that stuff back and show you the real you. Oh, my God. And then when he flipped them blinds up, you really going to see what's behind there. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Nobody press the one. If we have time, we may come back later, and I'll ask if you want prayer then, so you can decide then. If not, then, hey, you go on down the road. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for yet another day, oh Lord. God, we thank you, oh Holy Ghost, how you spared our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost power that lives in us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Ghost power is operating on the earth today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you said you sent a carpet of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every person on this line, oh God. Let them hear your voice. Let them speak, Lord God. Oh, my God, when spoken to, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And if they desire prayer, Lord God, I say cancel all that fear and let them go ahead and press the one, Lord, because, Lord, it's time for them to move on and move in the new way, huh? Oh, my God, because you said we're new creatures in Christ, Lord, when we give our life to you. So, Lord, it's time for them to move on in a new way, Lord God, because you want to do a new thing, not the same thing, but a new thing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Lord, you can't do it because they still, Lord God, drinking from them old bottles that they had. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, my God, it's time for a new, huh? Oh, my God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, I ask you, Lord, to heal them everywhere they hurt, wherever they may need healing, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to give them peace because you are the Prince of Peace, and nothing catches you by surprise, oh God. Although trials and tribulations come, they shall not grip them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, they'll know how to raise their head and call on the man named Jesus. Oh my God, they died on Calvary to bring them over and bring them out, to give them the peace that they need to continue on, Lord God. Oh, continue on this strategic journey. Oh, my God, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for the children of this world, oh God. I pray, God, first of all, Lord, that the parents lead them and guide them the way they should go. Don't just set them in front of the TVs and the iPads, Lord God, and the iPhones, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, but to let them know to spend time to talk to them, Lord God, to communicate, to see what's going on in their very mind. Oh, my God. I hear you, Lord. Send me roll a bell on that one. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, my Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, to see, Lord God, what they're doing, what they're thinking, Lord God, and what the children are saying to them, Lord God, and what they're telling them to do, stuff is not like you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now that they open up a relationship with their children, Lord God, and their children's children, and their grandchildren, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, you're there and you're there all the time. You send your angels to watch over them, Lord God. But there's something the parents got to do. There's something the grandparents got to do. There's something the aunts, Lord God. Lord, the sisters, the brothers, Lord God. Everyone has to play a part in their life. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare on this day, oh God, that they get the relationship with them that they need right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We know, God, that you're in control, Lord, and none of this catches you by surprise. Nothing that's happening, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for every school system, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Keep them safe from COVID. Let them have, Lord God, oh my God, what they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord God, let your angels camp around them, Lord, to keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger in these last and evil days, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, everything, Lord God, oh my God, will come to pass according to your word when it's time, in the name of Jesus, oh God. When it's time, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And there ain't no devil in hell, Lord God, oh, can hold back what you have promised, because you said every word is yea and amen in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That rung a bell, amen, as I was praying. Hallelujah. Listen, get a relationship with your children. Just know that you know that you know. You can't always stick them in front of the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod, the, amen, the TV, the computer, and just let them go. But get a relationship, absolutely. I don't care if they're 40. I don't care if they're 40. Hallelujah. They're my, oh, they grown. Now, no, but you still need to contact them if you don't do nothing but text them in. You can touch them by calling them every now and then and say, you know what, I just wanted to call and see how you were doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's nothing wrong with that. It don't matter. I don't care how old they are. Hallelujah. You have family. You have sisters and brothers and some of you don't even talk to them. Hallelujah. You say, well, they don't talk to me. Well, that's I understand that. But what you can do, just text them anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That reminds me of a movie I watched, and the dad, he always would text and call all his children. Well, he had this one that would never, he wouldn't text him back, he wouldn't call him, he wouldn't say nothing, but he did. He left him a message on his phone. Hallelujah. He left him a message, and then, amen, later on, after he called all his children, then he had a massive heart attack. Ah, my God, yes. But he left that message, amen, with him, and he knew that he was the one that was going to get ready to take his place in the ministry because he was a pastor. Hallelujah. And when he played that, after his mom called and told him, you know, everything that was going on, and he just felt so bad, you know, he said, I didn't answer the call. Oh, my God, hallelujah. But I said that to say this, always contact, hallelujah. You can just text, hallelujah, because, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. People answer text now, hallelujah. You call them, they'll answer. Text, they'll answer. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you can just do that. And when he did, finally, he played his messages back. His mom told him, you know, what your father would call every one of you every day. Hallelujah. He left you messages, and none of you wouldn't call him back. You were too busy. Ah, my God. But he played the message back, and it was an awesome message. He was telling them, you know, and that he loved them. And, you know, he just went on and on, and it just touched his heart. And he kept that message on the phone and played it. And behind all that, amen, God started speaking to this young man, and he just continued to speak to him, and God was telling him, you know, telling things, and it brought him out, brought him over. He gave his life to Christ, hallelujah, and he went on down the road with Jesus. Amen. So you see, just call, text, hallelujah. Don't let it go by without calling or texting. Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know who that's for, amen, glory to God, but you know what, take it. Hallelujah. And all y'all can take it, lay it on the shelf, hallelujah, lay it on the table, whatever you want to do with it. But one day you're going to need it, hallelujah. Amen, glory to God, for God is good, hallelujah, glory to God. Someone has a really bad nerve condition. You've been really, really shaken. Some things have happened in your life, and you've just been really shaken, hallelujah. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm just saying, you know, are have been shaken by the pandemic, and I understand, glory to God, hallelujah. But today, that right there, that nerve condition, amen, it won't be no more. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, that you take all that nervousness away, Lord God. Scared to go here, scared to go there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just when you go somewhere, you just in an uproar like, oh, my God, you're just shaking in your boots, hallelujah, and put it like that. But we're going to decree and we declare that God's going to give you peace. You will not have that nerve condition after today. It is gone in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, because we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a right now God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know what? I know God. I know it. I know him. But keep doing the same old thing, you know? Well, if you know him, then you know he don't want you to do that same old thing that, amen, is against his will, right? Hallelujah. I know we all sin and fall short, but that shortness ought to stop after a while. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That shortness ought to stop after a while. It really ought to, hallelujah, when you say, okay, Lord, I'm sorry, I can't do this no more, Lord, I don't want to do this no more. That shortness ought to stop after a while, hallelujah, and doing the same old, because his mercy and grace is with you for so long, hallelujah. It's with you all the days of your long, but not in your sin. Oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah. We're going to get in this message in a minute, ha. Don't you feel the fire of God, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. So at ought to be some point, if you know him like you say you know him, then you ought to stop, amen, and think about it. You know, I don't think sometimes, you know, people stop and they think, well, you know what? I say I know God, but I'm not doing nothing for him. I just know him. I just know his name. I just know, you know, he gave his son on Calvary. That's all I know about it. Nothing else. And I go to church on Easter Sunday. And you know I'm going to go Christmas because I'm thinking they're going to give me some presents. and my children too, you know, and we going. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And then some other time you might go is when they pack them in on New Year's, you know, because they're thinking the world coming to an end. Hallelujah. You want to know him then, but you done live like the Dickens all year and then wait till the end. Don't do it. Let's get into the message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's turn to Luke chapter 18. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when things get to happening and you get to praying and you just wonder, you wonder and you wonder. Hallelujah. Of course, Lord, do you hear me? Because you ain't answered. Hallelujah. Well, don't stop praying. You keep on praying. Hallelujah. You keep on believing God for what you're believing him for. that don't let your prayers be your fault and no more. But you got to pray for other things also, other people. You know, if you see Sister Sarah down the street there, amen, wearing her little short mini skirt and her high heel shoes on, glory to God. Whew, good God Almighty. And you know, Sister Sarah, amen, what Sister Sarah is doing, then you pray to God you deliver her. Hallelujah. And she might let you give her a word. You just never know. You say, Lord, am I to give her a word? If I am, tell me. But and he'll lead and he'll guide you to do what you're supposed to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that's what kind of ministers and of the gospel and people you're supposed to be, and prophets and evangelists and all that. Hallelujah. That's the kind of person you're really supposed to be. That's what you should be doing in this season. Hallelujah. Not just worry about your foe no more. I say this, before I really, really, amen, got anchored in the Lord and knew what to do and what not to do until I came up under this ministry, knowing how to seek him and knowing how to stay away from things that weren't right and kick stuff out the door and throw stuff out the door and, amen, and shut the door on stuff. Hallelujah, glory to God. And pray, amen, not for myself, but for other things. I used to be that person. I said, hold on, wait a minute. Now, if I pray for them, I ain't going to get mad. But then I had to come into realization. You know, he's everywhere for everybody. So what is for me is for me. What is for you is for you. When you're praying, you stand praying, you believe what you're praying for, he's going to give it to you when it's time and in your season. But also, pray for somebody else to get saved. Pray for somebody else's children, hallelujah, to get something that they need. Pray that they get an understanding. Pray, hallelujah, that they give their life to Christ and continue on down the road, hallelujah, with Jesus. Pray for somebody else. Because whatever he got for you, believe me, you're going to get it. Hallelujah. If you're in the right place, hallelujah. Let's move on. Let's go to chapter 18. Praying a fervent prayer, amen, and then believing God, hallelujah. And he spake, we're going to be talking about Jesus here, and he's giving some parables here in this message about, you know, how to pray and how to continue to pray and don't give up. So let's go ahead and get into our message. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men are always to pray and not faint. You see right there? You ain't got to faint, hallelujah, glory to God. Just because what you're believing for, it ain't happened yet. Just what it will, though. But you got to stay in faith and continue to believe him, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's get it right. We in a season now where God going to open the doors, hallelujah. I told some people that just the other day. I said, look, you have me praying. But then when he opened the door, you don't want to go in it? Don't do that. Hallelujah. Because guess what? He's not going to open the door again. You know, well, you know, I need you to pray. But no, if that's the door God opened for you and for you to go in it and you don't go in it, then you don't need to even ask nobody to pray for you again. Hallelujah. But don't stop praying. Don't stop believing God for what you're believing him for. Just because you hadn't got it right then, he said effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. Hallelujah. Are you living right, first of all? Say, Lord, check me. Check my soul. Check my spirit, oh God. Make sure that there's nothing in there, Lord God. Making sure there's no dust cloud in my memory. Make sure, Lord God, there's no blinders on my eyes where I can't see the wrong that I'm doing, Lord. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Huh? You got to ask him to check you. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to do a checkup. Like I was saying earlier, you know, whenever he get ready to pull that blind up, hallelujah, then he pull the shears back, then the curtains come back, all that stuff. Lord, did I do somebody wrong? Lord, have I did you wrong? Have I not served you? Have I not prayed when I should have prayed? Have I not prayed for my brothers and my sisters? Was my prayers effective? Did I just get on there and say, well, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Did I come with the power of the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me and said, Lord, I decree and I declare this won't take place again. I decree and I declare they won't act a fool again. Lord, I decree and I declare, Lord God, they won't, Lord God, come to me like that again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Effectual fervent prayers. You got to feel this thing. Oh, good God Almighty. You got to feel it. Hallelujah. When you pray, when you stand praying, you got to feel it, but you got to believe it. So they see right here, and not faint. Don't faint just because it ain't happened yet. Continue on with prayer. Don't let nobody fool you. Hallelujah. They said, well, you need to stop praying. Hallelujah. No, you continue on to pray. Because he's going to give you what you're supposed to have in that season when it's time. Hallelujah. But so many times you say, well, Lord, I need this car. But then you give up because you ain't got it the day after you pray. You ain't got it. Amen. Even a year go by and you ain't got it. How about 40 years? Oh, Jesus. Good God Almighty. What a story to tell. How about 40 years go by and you still ain't got it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But do you continue on to pray for it? Yes, by all means. Hallelujah. I remember I could give you a testimony, hallelujah, about that. Amen. You know, he told me, he said, you know what? He said, Marco, listen, you will never be side the road. And I, like I said before, when I gave that testimony, I never was. And it wasn't that I didn't have trouble with the vehicle, but one thing I did, I was never side the road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was always in a place, a faith place, where I had people to come to me. Hallelujah. And it didn't take them long to get there. Glory to God. And he had mechanics to come to me. Hallelujah. That knew what was going on, could fix it in a jiffy, and I was on my way again. So that's how he worked. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know me, amen. I was in one spot, and I'm like, okay, Lord, now you say it, I wouldn't be side of the road. Now, but hold up. I'm right here. He said, no, you ain't side of the road. You're right there where somebody's coming to you, and it didn't take them long to get there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, that's how you start to think. Come on. I know y'all won't tell it on yourself, but come on now. Let's keep it real. We're going to keep it real. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. In other words, in this city, Jesus was giving a parable. He did not fear God. This judge did not fear God, and he didn't care nothing about people. Isn't that something that sometimes people don't care about people now? You know, they're just doing wrong. Especially, he said, be good to them, especially them of the household of faith. Do you know people will lie on people of the household of faith? Oh, hallelujah. They'll talk about them. They'll slam them. They'll call them anything but a child of God. Those that are in the household of faith. This man right here, he was talking about, he was a judge. Hallelujah. And he didn't care nothing about God, and he said he didn't care nothing about people. He said, hallelujah, ain't that something? Oh, my God. Let's move on to verse 3. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And she was saying, avenge me. I need my stuff back. And she came to the unjust judge. Y'all know the story. When she came to the unjust judge, hallelujah, and told him she needed her stuff back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 4. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God and nor regarded man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her lest by her continual coming she wearies me. In other words, he said, you know what? I'm tired of this woman. She gonna make me ill, in one translation, because she came to him and told him he needed her stuff back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she was telling him, you know, I need my stuff back. I need my house. I need all this stuff that I left. I need it back. He was giving a parable, telling how she went to him. This is an unjust judge now. But because this woman kept on, hallelujah, and he said, oh, Lord, this woman is going to make me ill. She really getting on my nerves. Hallelujah. So you see, just think about it. God don't mind you coming to him praying, asking for the same thing again. He don't mind. Hallelujah. You know, confession is good for the soul. When that thing started to get down in your spirit, then you can look for it. Hallelujah. Because the word says, although the vision tarried, it shall surely come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't give up. Just continue on praying. Don't give up. Wait and see God's glory. Don't give up. He will provide. He will give you just what you're asking for. I told somebody else, you know what, you know, if God says, let me just say it like this. If God says he going to get you out of this, it's no telling what he going to do to get you there. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to realize whatever avenue he choose to use, that's on him. But he'll get you there. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, I'm telling you, some people be like, well, Lord, I didn't want to get there by that. Well, you didn't specify how you want to get there. Hallelujah. And sometimes it doesn't matter if you do. He might want to take you from there to there to there to get you over there. Glory to God. So that's what you have to do when you say, Lord, let your will be done. How many times have you prayed that prayer? Lord, let your will be done. But then time he do something to get you to there. Well, Lord, I didn't want it like that. Lord, I didn't want it like this. Nah, he did it the way he wanted to do. Understand when you're watching Amen ministers and different things on TV, yes, that might have been the way he did for them, what he did for them. Understand that. Amen. They're encouraging you and giving you encouraging words to let you know that he will do it. But that may not be the way that he want to take you to get you to what he said he was going to give you. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Now, don't you know, amen, just think about it. If this unjust judge got tired, hallelujah, of her asking, and he said she making me sick, she getting on my nerves. Don't you know, if the Lord know you serious about a thing, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, sometimes people ask for stuff that they ain't really serious about. They just ask for stuff just to see if they're going to get it. Hallelujah. And they'll ask sometime one time. Oh, you might ask two times. You might even ask three times. But after that third time, you ain't going to ask no more. Because you say, well, Lord, I guess you forgot about me. No, you continue on. Continue on to ask him. Hallelujah. Write the vision. Make it plain. Lord, you said you were going to do this. Lord, you said you were going to do that. Lord, you said you were going to do this. Confess it. Hallelujah. Let it get in your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know whenever, long time ago, many years ago, now I have some friends on the line. I know they'll probably know how old I am, but, you know, I'm not going to tell it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And you know, I said, you know, this prophet came to town, and he was telling me this, and he was telling me that, and he was telling me this and telling me that. Well, guess what? They recorded the message. Hallelujah. They recorded it. So I bought the CD. I bought it. And what I did, I played that thing for many years. I played that thing as I went down the road. I played it as I came up the road. I played it in the house. I played it. I played it and I played it. Well, guess what? My son got tired of me playing it. And he said, Mama, why you keep playing that? And so this young man told him, he was in the car, that he said, she's getting it in her spirit. Hallelujah. He said, oh, but, you know, I'm tired of hearing it, Mama. I said, well, you know what? This is my car. You know how I play what I want to play. But, hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. And that thing came to pass. But guess what? It didn't come to pass when I thought it was. It came to pass years later. But it was in my spirit. I even wrote it down, and I would read it from time to time. I said, nah, hold up. I'm going to see what God is saying. Hallelujah. Hold up. And then I'll flip back through it. I said, okay, Lord, this is what you said. Now, this is what you told me on this date. This is what you told them to tell me on that date. Now, Lord, I'm looking for all this to come to pass. This is what you told me to hang on the wall, hang on the refrigerator, hang on the door. This is what you told me. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you see right here, hallelujah, guess what? He's going to give it to you. But don't give up. Hallelujah. And you see right here, she was saying, you know, how God avenged her through an unjust judge. So come on, you know, if we're God's children, he's going to give it to us. So don't give up. Effectual fervent prayer. Be a righteous person. Hallelujah. Live right. Act right. Talk right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me shed a little bit more light on you, hallelujah. When you began to walk like you're supposed to walk, when you began to talk the way you're supposed to talk, when you began to live the way you're supposed to live, understand there are some that's not going to like you and they're going to talk about you. Oh, my God. They're going to tear you up. I'm just going to tell you the truth. But know that, you know what? All that matters is you got God on your side, and he'll never let you down. Hallelujah. Those who are persecuted for my name's sake, be ye glad. Oh, she thinks she's something. Hallelujah. Oh, God, she thinks she's something. He thinks he's something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am something. I'm a child of the king. You're correct. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am a queen. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better know what to say. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 18. Hallelujah. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he did. And this is what he said. Hallelujah. My God. He said, let's go back to 7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Yes, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go on down to verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? So, you know, when God cometh, is he going to find faith on the earth? Do you have the faith to believe that God can give you just what he said? Can you pray and believe that he's going to take you out of that place you're in and take you over into the new things of Christ? Hallelujah. Well, you got to shed off the old sin. You know, when he said you're a new creature in Christ, when you're born again. But, you know, some people won't shed that old sin because they want to hold on to the way they used to do things. I used to go and get it like this. I used to go and I can do this and make it happen. I'm not going to sit there, hallelujah, glory to God, and believe the new things because guess what? It's going to stretch your faith. Hallelujah. So some people don't want to stretch their faith. They want to stay in that place. You know, he will take you out and take you into a new place. But guess what? You got to learn how to stretch your faith. Hallelujah. Listen, let me help you out on this one. You can't walk off somebody else's faith. Relationships is one-on-one personal with God. What you build with him. What you build, hallelujah, with his son. Hallelujah. It's got nothing, hallelujah, to do with that. You got to build your own relationship. Yes, you can get together with somebody and they can pray. You can pray. You can believe God that he'll show you things. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On your own. But you're going to have to walk it, hallelujah, by yourself. You're going to have to walk it like you're talking. Oh, good God Almighty. You're going to have to walk it like you're talking. You said, I believe God. I believe you, Lord God. I believe you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you can heal me. I believe it in my spirit. Yes. Somebody can stand, hallelujah, with you, praying and believing with you. But it's your faith. He said, go. Your faith has made you whole. Remember, hallelujah, she said, I can touch you. The hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole. And he said, go, hallelujah. Your faith has made you whole, hallelujah. So your faith is what's going to get it, hallelujah. You can walk and you can talk with someone all day long. You can hear the word of God coming out of my mouth. You can hear me, hallelujah, how I pray and what I pray and what I believe God for. But guess what? You're going to have to read this word. You're going to have to spend time with a man named Jesus to get your own faith, hallelujah. Yes, he dealt every man the faith the size of a mustard seed, and that's a little bitty, hallelujah, seed, hallelujah. But guess what? It'll grow some big plants. Look, God Almighty. And that's what you got to do to grow your own faith. Because you want to have the faith, Lord, hold up, wait a minute, Lord. I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. So if there's any unbelief that's blocking what I need from you, Lord, then God, take it out. Show me how to put it up by the root. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, they eat roots now and everything. Oh, well, anyway, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, show me what I need to do. Hallelujah. To get my faith stirred up. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Then that's when he take you to where you need to go. Let's move on to verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Let's move to verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one of a Pharisee and the other one was a publican. Glory to God. You see, there's two men that went up there to pray. Let's see what they said here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Pharisee stood and he prayed. Hallelujah. Thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, or extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as the publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Uh-oh, he said he get a one-tenth. Okay. Amen. Y'all know I have to dig on the one-tenth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you paying your tithes and your offering? If you're a giver, hallelujah. You know, you got to learn how to increase also. When God increase you, then you learn to increase. Hallelujah. Don't be, make sure it's your faith that you, amen, you increase. And if you ain't got the faith to increase, believe in God that he's going to increase you in even more than you giving grudgingly. Hallelujah. And they said he'll take it. Yeah, because he's not going to try to weed it out. Said, no, don't take this from this one. Don't take it. He's not going to do that. He may tell people sometimes, you know, you don't, might not want to take that money because all money ain't good money. He'll do that. But you in a big congregation, you think they're going to say, well, you know what, if they ain't giving it from their heart, y'all put it back. No, they ain't going to do that. They're going to hold that bucket, amen, so drop it in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, I fast twice in the week. I give tithe of all that I possess. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. In other words, hallelujah, when the two men were there, hallelujah, the Pharisee prayed, the Pharisee with one and the publican with the other one, the Pharisee were praying, said, Lord, I give you my tithe. I give you my offering. I give you one-tenth of everything I make. Oh, my God, my God. He said, I am not as other men, or extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as the publicans. And when he was telling the Lord what he do, when you stand praying, you say, Lord, I am a tither, Lord God. I give you one-tenth of all my earnings. Now, I know some of y'all, you know, people want to work that out, you know, work that out with Jesus, hallelujah. I'm not going to work that out on this show and just one show today, but if you need help, you can call me, hallelujah. You can go on Facebook, Prophetess Martha William and Martha William, and we will talk about that, okay? Because I know there's some that don't give a tenth of everything that they make, hallelujah. They hold back. But you know what? How would you feel if he held back on you? Well, you know what? I got $1,000 to give to, amen, to give to cardboard. Hallelujah. But he held back on me, so I'm just going to wait. Hallelujah. And let him get that process settled in his spirit to know that when he give like he's supposed to give, then I'm going to give to him like he's supposed to give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you can hold back what he has for you. You can hold that back. But in this season, don't hold back. I tell you, don't hold back. It's time to let it go. Hallelujah. Let it loose, no matter who says what. You may lose some friends along the way. You may, and if they're true friends, you wouldn't lose them. Hallelujah. Because they should be living the way you're living. But you have to watch that thing. Hallelujah. So that everybody that's crying, Lord, Lord, it says in his word now, they ain't going in because they're slipping and sliding. Hallelujah. They on ice. They skating. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's when, let's go down to verse 14. Hallelujah. No, let's continue with verse 13. I'm sorry. And he started hitting his chest saying, Lord, be merciful with me. He was just hitting it. Lord, I'm sorry. He was trying to repent, saying, Lord, I know I hadn't been living right. I hadn't been doing right. He started to hit his chest saying, Lord, forgive me, Lord God. Be merciful with me. He couldn't look up to heaven because he looked down, hallelujah, on the earthly thing, because guess what? He was doing what the earthly people do. You better walk in Jesus and not do what earthly people do. And sometimes you say, well, they get away with it. Well, I'm going to get away with it too. And you know what? You always got an opinion. Just because these people over here are getting what they get, and you don't do, amen, and they aren't doing right, then you say, well, I'm going to do it too. Well, that's what everybody else doing. No, don't you do what they do. You live right and watch how God prevails in your life. Watch what he do. He going to give you your heart desire. He going to give you more than you desire. He said he'll give you some, hallelujah, to spend, hallelujah, some to sow, some to spend, and some to save. You know, that's the way he worked, hallelujah. Now, it's up to you if you save it. Because nobody can't make you save nothing. It's totally up to you. Let's move on, verse 14 now. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased. And he that humbled himself shall be exalted. You know, you have to come to Jesus as a little baby, a babe in Christ, a little lamb, and let him mold you and make you and turn you into what he wants you to be. Don't come with all these preconceived ideas of how things should be and how what you should do and how it should be done. No, you got to come to him as a little babe, as a lamb, and let him work on you and take all that stuff out and root out, take all them dry spots out of there and root all that stuff up, my God, that you done had in there over 30, 40 years, and now, you know, you're about 60, and now you want to praise the Lord and hallelujah, and, you know, Lord, I want to do now, Lord, what you're calling me to do. Nah, hallelujah. Come on to him before it ends, hallelujah. So he can work on you, so he can help you, and he will exalt you, hallelujah, and when it's time to exalt you. But you got to come humble. You got to stay humble. Don't get where you're so high and mighty till you're no earthly good, hallelujah. Well, you can't tell me nothing. Well, I know the word, hallelujah, glory to God. But it may be something that they know that they seen in the word that you didn't figure out. So now it's up to them to try to teach you. So don't be so high and mighty where you're no earthly good. Don't get so high and mighty where people can't touch you. Don't get so high and mighty where you're skating around on ice. Hallelujah. You keep falling because you won't humble yourself. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. I want to get down to verse 15. And they brought unto him also infants, and he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Let's read verse 16. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. You know, little children are coming. And they are children that you need to teach the word to and teach the word of God. I know these children, so you know what said. They said, Miss Martha, you know, I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. I went to church Sunday and I prayed for you. I said, well, good. Did you pray the right prayer now? I said, okay. Well, did you tell me? Did you pray the right prayer? They said, mm-hmm. I said, okay, then as long as you pray the right prayer, okay, well, you all right with me, you know? And that's what they do. When they say that, amen, glory to God. I said, okay, just make sure you're praying the right thing now, okay? I know you can't ask everybody to pray, but there are some people that you can ask to pray for you. And don't be ashamed, hallelujah. Them that can get a prayer through and you know that they're living right, they're living a right style of living, and they pray fervently, hallelujah. They don't want to see nothing happen to you. They want to make sure that God give you what you need. Then you let those people pray. Hallelujah. He don't want none to be lost, not one to be lost. He don't want none to be left out. He don't want none to not have what he got for. He don't want any, hallelujah, be left with nothing. He don't want the little children, hallelujah, to be left out, hallelujah. So I say to you on this day, if you hear me and hear me well, you got little children, make sure that you pray for them. Hallelujah. Make sure, hallelujah, don't get distracted by the phones when they ring. Let them ring. That's all right. Hallelujah. If it's that important, they'll call back because you know what? All they got to do is hit the dial again and the little green thing on the phone, and it'll call them back when you finish. Make sure. Make sure you're walking around in your house decreeing and you declare it. Hallelujah. And you're praying, hallelujah, not for yourself but for other people who needs the prayer. Make sure, hallelujah, that you're calling out those names that you know that need Jesus in their life. Ah, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Just make sure that your prayers are effective, fervent. Hallelujah. Make sure that there's nothing in you. There's no dust, no weeds on the inside that's stopping you, hallelujah, from praying for other people because you got a jealous spirit. That's what I'm talking about, the weeds. Hallelujah. You got a jealous spirit. You got a mind, and no man. And not, I pray, Lord God, that you would heal her because you need healing, Lord. Heal her wherever she hurt, Lord. Or she desires to have you more than anything. Lord, you know, Lord God, that only you can give. So, Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. But then you know what you do. You turn right back around. Lord, you just need to fix her because, Lord, she just over there. I'm telling you, I don't know what done got into her. Nah. Hallelujah. In the same breath. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, then you want to pray. You pray for it. He said, Lord, you know what? Now give me mine. If you were praying effective for her, then it'll go on. You'll continue on. And you'll pray for yourself, too, also. He didn't say not to pray for ourselves, but he said pray for others, to help others. Pray that God will deliver them, heal them, and set them free. Pray that God will give them their heart desire. Pray for the little children of this nation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you to touch them right now, Lord, as I speak. Oh, my God, my God. Touch them, Lord, all across the nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the prayer chain begin, Lord. Oh, my God. Let it begin, Lord God, praying for the nation, praying for the children, Lord God. Lord, praying for those, Lord God, that are in the war zones right now in the name of Jesus. Those are contemplating war, Lord. Let it bring peace to their mind, Lord. Let them know no more fighting, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. But Father God, we know, Lord, that you, Lord, are the Prince of Peace, as I said before. And nothing catches you by surprise. But Father, we pray, Lord God, that they continue to pray, continue to believe you, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, for you to bring peace upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a right now God. And if you know him, amen, in your house, shout hallelujah. Give him the highest praise, hallelujah, because he inhabited the praises of his people. Are you one of God's chosen? If you are, then say hallelujah. My God, what an awesome God I serve. What a good God I serve. I serve a right now God. I serve an on-time God. I serve a God that never left. He's always right on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. My God. My God. Hallelujah. We serve a right now God. I don't would like to leave the show. Hallelujah. Without giving the invitation to salvation. If you don't know. Hallelujah. And if you're not sure, then I want you to repeat this prayer. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me of all the sins that I have committed. Lord, I give my life to you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Woo, somebody did. Hallelujah. Woo, good God Almighty. Woo, my Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, I give my life to you, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. I repent of all my sins, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Just know, hallelujah, get in a Bible-believing church. Hallelujah. You can get it and take your Bible with you. Like I said, write it down if you can't keep up, because sometimes it takes you a little minute when you're coming into Christ, you know, coming into the real deal. You know, and write it down and then go home and read it for yourself and see what God has to say. Prayer takes time. Hallelujah. You know, praise don't take the, you can praise God. Hallelujah. But when you're praying, it takes time. Hallelujah. Worship takes time. Hallelujah. So those things you can do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's going to take time out of your busy day. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead and get out of here before she cut us off. She's counting us down. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go and give the benediction. Remember, I encourage you to give to all the ministries because I know they've been a blessing to you. And let God be God in your life and lead you what to give. In Jesus' name. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the week. God loves you. Hallelujah. And I do too. Amen.